Welcome to the Sunday Morning Meditation. This is Holly Berger. And this is a free meditation. I'll be posting it on my website at some point, part of my podcast series that's been going on for, I don't know how many years. Many of you have been on the past Sunday Morning Free Meditations, but I haven't done it for years. So welcome back. Thanks for joining me. I'm so pleased to see everybody's name on the list. And we had a lot more sign up, but that's okay. We'll see if they can get the recording later, and hopefully they're joining us in frequency. Many of you know, I always start with an opening and I always end with a closing. If you get bumped off the call, if anything interrupts you, ask your guides to help you close, release, recenter, ground, and fully occupy your body. Know your closing, know your opening, but know your closing. On that note, I hope you are sitting in a straight back chair with your feet flat on the floor. It's the best way to run energy through your body. If you are sitting on the floor with your legs crossed, I really don't recommend lying down, but if you are on the floor with your legs crossed, see if you can't periodically make sure the energy is not just running out your tailbone and running down your legs and through your feet, and then ask the guides to send it straight down to your grounding cord. It's important to run that energy through your legs. So today is March 7th, 2021. Our theme today is clarify. We're going to clarify, clear, heal, and clarify. Please close your eyes. And if you're just jumping on the call, we are just now opening. So center yourself for meditation. My eyes will be closed, so any further notes, I might open them occasionally, but I won't see them till the end. And I'm hoping to go a half an hour for you guys, maybe a little longer. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, we call forth to the highest frequencies of light. We ask that Source energy, our each I Am presence, connect with us now, each individually. We ask that each one of us be sealed off in sacred space. We ask that our sacred space be sealed off with the highest frequencies of I Am consciousness light on the north, south, east, west, above, below, and all areas in between. We ask that we each be surrounded with this light that anchors within every cell of our being. And as we awaken the light within, we begin to emanate pure Christ consciousness light, sending it up, down, and out in every direction. We're going to work with a triple Merkaba protection today. So imagine yourself surrounded with two tetrahedrons creating a star. One is point up, one is point down. This is a Merkaba. Imagine that you see this Merkaba beginning to glow in a beautiful blue color, deep, glorious blue. And we're going to ask Archangel Michael to assist each one of us in holding this beautiful, protective, strong, masculine energy. This is an energy of protection. You can see it if you can visualize the Merkaba, or you can just ask your guides to do this for you. You can sense it, feel it. Some people even hear it. Imagine from point to point, you see a blue color. Both tetrahedrons, point up and point down. And while you're visualizing that blue color, imagine that this tetrahedron grows. It covers your whole body, but now it grows even more. Gets bigger, wider, longer, higher. And within this tetrahedron, you see another one. Lines within lines. It becomes a 3D object with another 3D object within it. This one is pink. And we're going to ask for the frequency of Isis today to bring forth the divine feminine light. This protection is knowledge, patience, compassion, mercy. Just breathe into that tetrahedron as it grows, becomes wider, taller, below you, above you, all around you. And there is one more. And this tetrahedron is, this is interesting. The guides are showing me this as a gold lines, as if it's made of gold wire. So two tetrahedrons point up and point down, one star tetrahedron, but around the gold is white light. I am consciousness, complete balance, wisdom, understanding, knowledge, safety. And as that Merkaba grows, let the blue and the pink and the white and the gold all join together. And this will become a fierce and strong violet wave. It will become a frequency of violet moving through both of those tetrahedrons, creating that star. And you may feel movement. You may feel that one tetrahedron rotates one way and the other one the other way. You may feel clarity, clearing, healing, releasing. This beautiful violet frequency is the violet flame. It is the same frequency, but it's going to stay outside of the physical realm right now. It's just going to hold our protection. And from within yourself, I want you to imagine that you're standing in this star tetrahedron. And that from within yourself, within your solar plexus or somewhere in your core body, you send a light down. And this light comes down through your body. It moves out through your root chakra, out through your tailbone, and out through your feet. And it goes straight down through the point of the inverted tetrahedron and moves down. It's going to go all the way down into the earth. It's going to move through anything material, any matter. It moves through your shoes, your floor, stone, soil, water. This is your grounding cord, and it is strong. If you see anything that is not strong, ask your guides to repair, complete, fix, enhance, clear, replace, strengthen, and send your grounding cord all the way down to the very core of our planet. Let gravity pull that energy all the way to the core. And as you're doing this, invoke the presence of your guides. I call forth to my guides, angels, ascended masters, teachers and healers, ancestors, all appropriate angels, archangels. I call them forth to be with me now, those that are 100% pure Christ consciousness light and nothing less. I ask for these guides to be with me now for my meditation, and for my intentions around clarity and clarifying, clearing, healing. I ask that my guides and light beings assist me now in connecting to the core of the earth. I ask for my grounding cord to be strengthened, repaired, enhanced, anything that's appropriate for my own highest and best good. And as you're allowing your guides to take care of that, bring yourself back to the center of your body and now send your light up. Follow your crystalline cord of light up. Just imagine a beautiful, glowing golden cord that goes straight up from your head, out your crown chakra, and goes up to the first light you come to, which is your high self. If this seems strange or odd or isn't happening, we call forth to our guides to assist us. It is my intention to connect with my high self now. And as I connect with my high self, I continue on. It is my intention to connect with the I Am Presence. Now we are visualizing this very vertical light. We are visualizing this enhancement that is linear, bringing light into our physical body, sending it down, sending it up. And this is the most accurate way to visualize our light, to keep vertical, But we have to remember that everything we're imagining right now is within us. The I Am Presence within us. All the light, all the earth, all the heavens within us. But for this incarnation, we have thoughts and we have a mind. So we are utilizing these faculties to master the dimensional expression that we are in today, grounded to the core of the earth because we chose to incarnate here, connected to the I Am Presence because we chose to do it as a team with our soul families, with our helpers, guides, teachers, healers, all the beings of light. Imagine now that you are centered in that beautiful star tetrahedron, connected appropriately. And imagine that light continues to glow from the solar plexus. And just let it move down fairly quickly into the lower chakras, from the solar plexus to the sacral chakra and to your root chakra. And you can play with the colors a little bit, but we're going to focus on something else today. So let the light just move through you and clear as it clears. And then refocus yourself to your solar plexus again and let the light move up, filling your heart, your high heart, your throat chakra, up into the head and going to the third eye and the crown, and just blasting light all around you. We call forth to our guides, to our light beings, to assist us now. We ask that, okay, I'm going to say this in first person, so just repeat this in your mind. I call forth to my guides and light beings. I ask that I be blessed right now with the prayer that is called Release Protocol. I ask that I be blessed with light so that all things releasing from me are released, surrounded with light and moved on to their own highest outworkings. And as this is happening, just allow yourself to continue to recenter into everything that you are in this moment as a clarified being. I am clearing and releasing and healing. I am clearing, releasing, and healing. I am adjusting to who and what I am with the frequencies that are releasing. I allow myself to change, to become stronger as I release. And I want you to imagine that your Merkaba, even with all of its protection from Archangel Michael, from Isis, from the I Am Presence, begins to gain even more help. Each Merkaba has 5 points, 4 at the base and 1 at the point. 5 beings on each Merkaba. So you now have 10 beings, 10 light beings holding divine masculine frequencies for you. You now have 10 light beings holding divine feminine frequencies for you. Now the third Merkaba, the white with the gold, does not have 10 beings. That just has Christ consciousness, I Am Presence light at every point. So as they merge and begin to take up the same space and hold that beautiful violet flame energy, every single point has the strength of the I Am through the balance of the divine masculine and the divine feminine. You're surrounded by it now. Imagine that this frequency of light and love and healing begins to elevate. So where you are a being who is a multidimensional, aware, conscious person, you are now being raised in frequency to be more of your I Am self, to be more of your high self. So you may feel a lifting feeling. You may feel like you're rising. Keep yourself in that vertical light. Imagine that you're in a great pillar of light. Rising up, and we ask that our guides, I ask my guides to elevate me to 7th dimensional frequencies and hold. Many of you are capable of going beyond that. It doesn't always serve you when you're clearing like this. It's not a time to explore. It's a time to be centered and focused. So as we elevate to seventh dimensional frequencies, we ask that our guides give us a lot of help in holding the frequencies and also in feeling quiet, feeling at peace with what's going on around us. We may hear an outside noise. We may hear a vehicle or people walking by. We may hear a dog or someone in our home. We're at peace with this. The more you raise your frequency, the more people will be attracted to you. The more you meditate, the more interruptions will happen. And we can be at peace with this while we are holding these frequencies with our guides in our sacred space. As we are all anchored in the seventh dimension, now is a time to clarify mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Call forth to your guides. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source, I Am Presence. I call forth to the highest beings of light to assist me in clarifying my cells, my physical body, my chakras, my energy centers, my organs, my bones, my blood, my tissue, all aspects of my physicality. I ask for clearing and healing and rebalancing. I ask for light to move into my spinal column, into my DNA, into my life force energy. I ask for the highest light to move into my being and down my grounding cord, into my being and up my crystalline cord of light. I ask for light to move in and throughout my thoughts, my awarenesses, my intuitions, my hopes, dreams, wishes. I ask for light to move into all ways that I hold knowledge, wisdom, and understanding through my memories and through my creations. I ask that light begin to move through anywhere that I hold dis-ease or discomfort or pain. And as I release things, as I shed old things, as I am detached from things that no longer serve me, I ask that these things be surrounded with light and be taken away by my guidance teams. I release them, I disconnect, and I send light out to stop them from coming back. So I create a little bit of a barrier and I heal how anything negative attached. I release discord with myself. I release my own negative self patterns, negative thinking patterns. I release my negative voice. I release any entities repeating my fears or worries or hatred. I release judgment. I release unconsciousness. I ask for a clearing of my mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. And imagine yourself with this light, beautiful, clear light anchored in your solar plexus, and imagine it shining out, radiating into the outer bodies. I ask for light to clear and rebalance all bodies, fields, levels, and layers. Everything known and unknown to me that is part of the self that I have incarnated as now. And I want you to say your name just to yourself. I am. I am. I am. I chose to be here and I embrace this life with happiness, joy, peace, ease, and comfort. I recognize my choices and I honor them. I release miscreations and misunderstandings. I clarify my thoughts. I clarify my union with the divine and see it as the oneness that it is. I clarify my divinity. I clarify my communication with my teachers and healers, guides, guardians, all of my light beings. I clarify my communication with other people. I clarify my love for myself and others. I clarify how I receive love. I clarify mistakes, worries, fears, and delusions. I clarify disease, discomfort. I clarify anything that attaches to me that does not serve me, anything negative or with ill intent. I ask that my guides come forth and remove anything that no longer serves me. And if I have something negative or of negative frequency attached to me and it serves me somehow, I ask for great peace, ease, and comfort to surround all happenings concerning this attachment or experience. I ask for assistance with trust and faith. I ask for assistance with discernment. I ask for clarity and communication with myself and with everyone. We could go on and on with things to clarify, but what we have done in this moment is we have used the power of all of us here to anchor the concepts of clarifying into our psyche, into our minds, and we will continue to use this. We will continue to use this thread that comes from all of us working together, but we will have the power of the whole with us. So throughout your day, you may want to write clarify on a piece of paper or a sticky note or on your hand to remind you, oh yes, I have the power to clarify things. I can clarify my body, my mind, my thoughts, my words, my communications. I can clarify my thoughts. I can clarify my humor. I can clarify my diet. I can clarify my experiences. And imagine now that at your seventh dimensional frequencies, you raise your arms and you gather and gather and gather all the wisdom you can take with you. And you let yourself holding all of this, finding new ways to put it into your body and into your fields, asking your guides, organize this for me. Put it into my ethereal file cabinets. Help me know it in my cells, awaken my old memories that hold this information. And help me bring it back. And as you bring yourself back, allow yourself to float back down to where you started. We can say we started in the third dimension, but most of us are connected multidimensionally now. So we need to go where our guides take us, where we are most comfortable, where we do our best work. So I ground myself fully into my physical form. I ground myself into my chakras and organs and energy centers. I ground myself into my arms and legs, into my torso, into my head, into all my feelings and knowledge, all my knowings. I ground myself into my clairsentience and my clairaudience and my claircognizance and my clairvoyance, all of my gifts and abilities, all my wiseness, my wisdom. I ground myself into the divine masculine and divine feminine that I am a perfect balance of. I ground myself into my voice and my hearing and my vision, into all of my senses. I ground myself to the core of the earth. I ground myself into my commitments as a human, as a light worker, as an incarnate. And I ground myself into my choices, my joys, my friends and family, my pets, my trees, my birds, my water, my home. I ground myself into the experience of perfect driving, perfect work experiences. I ground myself into easily receiving finances, receiving money. I ground myself into being very conscious when I give, knowing that I have endless resources. I ground myself into positive thinking about myself. I ground myself into self-love and self-care. I ground myself into the concept that I emanate light. I am light. I am the wisest that I can be. I am the most beautiful that I can be. And I resonate with the frequencies that others hold that are pure light. And as we gather, we amplify. And as we clarify ourselves, we bring this clarification all the way to the core of the planet and we offer it to Mother Gaia. And we offer it because we have an abundance of it. Now that we have a resource, we can reproduce it. We can claim it over and over again. We can give it freely. We can give it in thoughts and words and intentions. And we can also give it through our presence. As you bring yourself all the way back into your physical body, tell yourself, I'm returning now, whole and complete. I'm returning with more light and less burden. I'm returning with more consciousness and less fear. I am returning with more wisdom and less doubt. And you can repeat this if you would like. I offer myself in service to the divine light of the I Am Presence. I ask to be balanced through my own discernment, through my own experiences in life. I ask to use my creation energy wisely through the I Am Presence, knowing that I am powerful and that my thoughts will create. I embrace my divine feminine energy. I embrace my divine masculine energy. I embrace all that I am through my many lifetimes and through my connections to all that is. I bring forth happiness to move through my cells, joy, peace, ease, and comfort. I will radiate on this day. I will radiate light. And I will walk in my protection. And we will begin our closing as we bring ourselves fully back to our physical bodies. Imagine you feeling your body moving past your toes, feeling your legs, feeling your arms past your hands, feeling your body stretch, move a bit, and bring yourself back to the consciousness of your chosen incarnation, your chosen bloodlines and cellular makeup. We wish to thank the beings of light that have helped us today as we release our guides, teachers, healers, and beloveds back to their realms of choice. We know some will stay with us. We are grateful for the opportunity to be in union through the internet, through Zoom, and we thank both of those resources. As we begin to release from each other in the Akashic Records and the Oversoul Connection, I want to thank each of you for being present today and helping me to be able to further clarify my own being by bringing the power of all of us together. We separate from the Akashic Records, from our Oversoul Connection, and we release and close. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. So as all of you know, you can get in touch with me through my website, lightworkersalliance.com. You can email me, call me, text, etc., PM, Instagram. You can find me if you want me. But I want to send you all my gratitude. You guys did phenomenal, and I probably could have gone on for an hour. So you may want to continue meditating. Feel free to pop off the call and just stay in your zone, but remember to ground again. And the energies that are available now are a higher frequency than I've ever seen in this lifetime. So keep that in mind, that we're on new ground. And all of you on this call are responsible light workers. All of you hold the frequencies that help others. So keep that in mind. Take yourself very seriously. Know that you emanate light and that people are attracted to it. So it doesn't mean that everybody comes to you is as clear as you are. Some people are beginning on their path. So take care of yourself and take care of them. They're going to make mistakes, the same type of mistakes maybe you made 5 or 10 years ago. So hold your rhythm of your heart, hold your centeredness, try to be compassionate, try to be without judgment, try to see through the facades. And I wish you all peace, ease, and comfort, and happiness. Namaste, everyone.